in our course on understanding valuations and deal structuring. Uses of fund clause. Moving on to the next clause, which is uses of funds. This clause defines how the company will utilize the investment amount. When you present the business plan to the investors, you also share the details of your funding utilization. The business plan gets approved by the investor, and so does the utilization of the investment proceeds. The founders have to stick to the utilization plan. In case there is any material deviation, say 10%, the founders have to go back to the investors and take an approval. To track the utilization, investor money is parked in a new bank account and no revenue is booked in that account. Also, there are certain restrictions. In case the company wants to spend more than the defined threshold amount in one go, let's say 25 lakhs, then an explicit approval from the investor will be required. Three points are clearly defined in this clause. How will the funds be utilized? Approval mechanism for material change in fund utilization and spending beyond defined threshold. And third, tracking process for funding utilization. Exit clause. The next clause, which is possibly the most important from the investor's perspective, is exit clause. Why do investors invest in a business? Simple no-brainer answer to this is for a profitable return. And that will happen only if an investor is able to exit. Founders need to provide an exit to the investors at the end of 5 years through either an IPO or a secondary sale or an acquisition. At times, the minimum return expected by the investor is also clearly stated. Now, what happens if the founders cannot provide an exit to the investor?